As we've reported, Heber City, UDOT, and Wasatch County held a public open house to unveil recommended alignment for a future US 40 and US 189. The meeting on February 20th also released the results and recommendations from the Heber City Main Street study. Since then, Heber residents have been providing feedback to the government entities about the proposal. The comment period was scheduled to close on March 6th, but has been extended 2 weeks through Wednesday, March 20th. Those interested can email feedback to HeberValleyCorridor@utah.gov. At the Heber City Council meeting on March 5th, the council heard from Heber resident Brady Flygare.
The current proposal that destroys the open space to create a huge roundabout for diesels and car traffic and to move Highway 189 directly behind existing homes entering the city is an unnecessary and wasteful use of Utah taxpayer UDOT funds. I ask that UDOT, Wasatch County, and Heber City reevaluate the proposal and analyze the impact this would have on Heber City and its current citizens.
Concerns expressed by residents on social media outlets include concerns that the rerouting of 189 will result in an expansion of the Heber Airport. Residents have also asked why Main Street must be the focus of a revitalization project. Some have proposed making another portion of Heber, such as Midway Lane or 100 East or West, as a friendly, walkable town center. Some other suggestions have included turning 100 East and 100 West into one-way streets to divert traffic. Others have criticized the roundabout that would connect 189 and US 40 as being dangerous. A link to the materials presented at the open house can be found on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.